guys are hiding behind you. I'm going to come sit in the special chair, though. A nice chair. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah? Are you having a fun summer so far?
Yeah.
What kinds of fun things are you doing this summer? Different kinds of camps. Wow. Anybody else do anything fun, or are you just doing school workbooks all day long?
You're going to Star Wars camp?
How about you? You go to the pool every day? I love going to the pool. One of my favorite things to do in the summer is going to a pool party. So I brought my pool party set this morning, but strangely, floaties and inner tubes no longer fit me, I discovered this morning when I tried to put them on. So we'll just kind of leave them out there. What do you like to do at a pool party? Yeah.
I like to swim and play games.
You like to swim and play games. Does anybody have a favorite game that they like to play? Wow, that sounds like fun.
I like to play Batman.
You like to play Batman? How about at a pool party? Do you have a favorite pool party game?
Yeah. I like to do cannonballs.
You like to do cannonballs? How about you?
I like to play Sunken Treasure.
Sunken Treasure, that sounds like fun. Do you ever get to play Marco Polo?
I do sometimes.
Yeah, you do sometimes. Do you like to... Oh my goodness, wow, you are very talented. That's great. Well, what do we do when we play Marco Polo? Can somebody explain the rules to me? Because it's been kind of a while since maybe some of us out here have played. Anybody remember the rules to Marco Polo?
It's like somebody
tries to
tag the other person with their eyes closed.
You're right. Absolutely. Somebody calls out Marco... And they're the people trying to tag somebody. And then what do we respond with?
Polo.
Right. We know that we have to respond with polo right away. Well, our Bible story this morning talks about a boy named Samuel. And somebody is calling him. And he has to respond just like if you were playing Marco Polo. But the response maybe isn't so clear. And he's not even sure who's calling him. It turns out, though, that it's God that's calling him. And God helps him to respond. And God's calling all of us. And God will be patient with us and will help us to help each other know how to respond. Let's pray and then let's go off to Sunday school. Let's bow our heads and fold our hands. Dear God, thank you for these warm summer days full of camps and doing handstands in the pool and laughter and love. Thank you, God, for gently calling us and being with us just like you were with Samuel, to help us to know how to love others and to serve you. In your loving Son's name we pray, amen.